Too hot, to mingle friendship far is mingling bloods. I have tremor cordis on me, my heart dances, but not for joy, joy. Oh, this is entertainment my bosom likes not, nor my brows.
Today, this man is 60.
Why, that's my bawcock. What has smutched thy nose?
He is one of England's greatest actors.
All the world's a stage, and all the men and women merely players.
We take this opportunity to look back over the industrious... I'm so sorry. Illustrious career of this country's noblest knight of the knightly performers, Sir Corin Basin.
Oh, foul womb of night.
In the most competitive, backbiting, ambition-ridden...
Oh, foul ambition.
...and disillusioning business of them all.
All!
In the theatre, only a very few make it to the top of the tree. Most are content to sit quiet in a lower branch. Others climb higher, but fall and break their spines. And some, of course, are in a different forest altogether. But Sir Corin Basin is at the very top. We chose his 60th birthday as an opportunity to talk at length with Sir Corin, sending Gerald Steele, veteran journalist and broadcaster, to talk with him.
Sir Corin Basin?
Yes.
When was it that you first became interested in the theatre?
Oh, that's a long story. As a very young boy, I was very shy and nervous.
Nervous, yes.
Yes, nervous. And often I didn't dare go out.
Dare go out, yes.
Please.
Please, yes.
No, please stop interrupting me.
Stop interrupting, yes.
Good. Well, one day my nurse...
Nurse, yes.
One day my nurse made me go out to watch a show by Douglas Bing.
Bing, yes.
Yes, Douglas Bing.
Bing, yes.
Yes, Bing, Douglas Bing, the famous female impersonator.
Male impersonator, yes.
Female impersonator.
Female impersonator, yes.
This was, don't you know...
No, yes.
About 60 years ago, so his career was really just starting.
Starting, yes.
Starting. Starting, yes.